all in all, I think the mobile broadband services became in a sort of vital platform of technology that impacts, you know, extremely in an extremely important way our economy, in its competitiveness, and in general, you know, improve the opportunities for all the society.
It is improving things in various enormous amounts of ways. First in jobs, in industry, but also in our own private life. I mean, knowing where the children are, or dealing with the cars in a better way, or the fridge, or all those small things that we tend to forget to take some time. It will be a little bit easier. But the main thing is, of course, it can make Europe a much more competitive economy.
So, yes, I think it's a great topic, creating a better future. What is it going to mean for people's lives if we can have 5G and better connectivity on mobile? So, first of all, traffic data is growing at about 50% a year at the moment. And as you probably know, apps like virtual reality require more capacity, speed, and faster response time. So what we need for 4G to move to 5G is that we're hoping there'll be 10% more speed for 5G than 4G. This is going to be very important because 5G will give us high speeds but also low latency. This will reduce data traffic jams, which are very irritating for those of us who like using our mobiles. But I think above and beyond that, it will give a more reliable service. And this will mean that other industries will be able to roll out applications, use the Internet of Things, in a way that make a big difference in people's lives. So what we're talking about are industries like the automotive industry, it's the car industry, healthcare, transport, and utilities. So it should mean that we'll have connected cars, which will mean fewer accidents on the roads, fewer traffic jams. I experienced a few on my way here to the Mobile World Congress this morning, so I hope in a few years' time that'll be better. But also in healthcare.